Four women will be heading to Washington in January, shattering Pennsylvania's current all-male congressional delegation. They're also making history as the largest contingent of women the state has ever elected for federal office. WHYY's Susan Phillips reports the historic number of women winning offices from Pennsylvania include Delaware County Democrat Mary Gay Scanlon.
I am honored to have the opportunity to serve as the next and first Congresswoman.
Delaware County Democrats had a lot to celebrate last night. Their party is sending an unprecedented number of women to Congress. Scanlon told the crowd gathered in Swarthmore that women have come off the sidelines since President Trump won in 2016.
Many of the challenges of the last 2 years have been tempered by the sight of people of all ages and backgrounds, and particularly women, who've risen to the occasion.
Scanlon will be joined in Congress by newly elected Democrats Madeline Dean, Susan Wild, and Chrissy Houlihan. Almost 100 years after women won the right to vote, some wonder why it took so long. So I went to the Mount Airy section of Philadelphia to ask a longtime Philadelphia politician.
Hi. Hi, how are you?
Good.
You made it, huh?
I made it.
Look, you came and turned right and followed the instructions.
Marian Tasco served as a Philadelphia City Councilwoman for 28 years as a Democrat. Her living room has an altar to her years of service, a picture accepting an award from Senator Bob Casey, a photo of the Obamas dancing at their inaugural ball. Tasco helped train women to run for office across the country in the 1980s, and that included everything from knocking on doors to raising money.
But it was hard to get women to run for office because it was really raising a lot of money. Where do you get the money from? Some people have a hard time raising money because you can't fry but so much chicken. You can't have so many house parties. You need big dollars.
Tasco says men had always had more access to wealthy donors because of their jobs and networks. But she sees that changing.
So now women are beginning to go into the corporate world and have leadership roles. They're becoming the heads of corporations. You got to have those connections. And then you have to be able to convince people that you can win.
Tasco says children also hold women back from running. Unlike men, women often wait to run for office until their children are grown. Kelly Dittmar agrees. Dittmar is a Rutgers University professor and expert in gender and politics. She says Rutgers researchers found women view the decision to run differently than men.
They thought about how their run and their possible win would affect those in their lives, their children, their spouses, whereas their male counterparts were more likely to sort of make the decision regardless of how it might affect others.
In fact, all the newly elected Pennsylvania women heading to Congress in January have adult children. And they all have advanced degrees. Three are attorneys, and one is an executive with a master's degree. Dittmar says research shows women also have different motivations for serving. She says they're more policy-oriented than men.
The shorthand is, you know, women run for office to do something, men run for office to be somebody.
Montgomery County resident Maxine Jackson is one of the voters who helped send a slate of women to Congress this year. She says she voted for Madeline Dean because politics has been an old boys' club for far too long.
We have a voice, too. You know, in a lot of ways, we uplift and shape society in a lot of important ways. So it's right that our voices be heard.
Marian Tasco has this advice for the new Congresswomen.
They have to be tough. They have to stand for what they believe in because they're going to be outnumbered by men. And so they're going to have to figure out how do they become a part of the old boys club.
That's because although the 2018 history-making midterm elections will be sending more women to Congress, men still hold a lopsided majority. Susan Phillips, WHYY News.